So here's the key to that. And you know, I just finished the Accidental Millionaire. When I sat down to write that, I finished it in 6 weeks. And
wow.
The reason that I was able to finish it, and that was the first revision, and then I went through three more revisions over the next months, mm-hmm. and the entire book was done. But here's the key. Most people put on their to-do list projects instead of tasks. Now, here's what most people's to-do lists look like. Put up a new website, write all the copy, write a book, develop a new marketing strategy, and that's like today's to-do list, right? and especially with ADD, we think that things are going to take a lot less time than they actually do. So we just need to know that, first of all. Oh, of course I can write a whole book. No problem. I can get it done. And the thing is that we do that, and what happens is we end up in this cycle of, oh, gee, I didn't get it done, and I didn't get it done again, and then it feels bad, and then you start to have a really hard time even getting going. But the thing is if you've got a to-do list that looks like what I just said, you actually have a project list. And I want you to rename that right now, project list, because you should at all times be working with three different lists. The first one is the big project list. So I'm looking at mine right now, and I've got 6 books on there. I've got 3 marketing plans on there. I've got, what else? Oh, I've got a follow-up series on here. I've got a website update and another website that I need to create. Those are all projects. So here's the thing. Let's be realistic. You can't get all those projects done in one day or even in 1 week, sometimes not even in a month or in a year. So the key is to take a look at each of the projects, and then to move that, to know that it's a project, and to begin looking at all the components of that project. So in the case of a book, you have the front matter that you have to write. You have the back matter that you write, you know, advertisements or whatever in the book. Mm-hmm. You have a table of contents, a foreword, acknowledgments, and maybe several chapters that you want to write in your book, your outline, whatever. All of those are all components of the book. So the key first is to break it down. And then, once you've got that project broken down, now what you do is you move it to your second list, which is called This Week. And those are objectives that you want, things that you want to accomplish this week. And I teach that you should have no more than 6 to 8 things on there, because, again, these are kind of like mini projects going on your This Week. So once you've got that down, so maybe this week will be, you know, finish the front matter of the book, finish the first 4 chapters of the book. Maybe that's what you want to get done. Maybe that's too much or too little. I don't know, because the next step is to take a look at what you can do today. That's your third list. And you should have an always running today list. So what you do then is you take that one piece of that project that you can get done today. Maybe it's write the table of contents or write one chapter. And you schedule out the time to be able to do that. Then you're able to, here's what happens, you're able to really work well in those short bursts, which you're good at doing anyway, and you can get going so that you can get more done in that quick period of time, because you can think about it, you can set a deadline for yourself. I like to set a timer and say, ooh, let's see if I can get this whole thing written in an hour.
Okay.
And then I focus really hard for that 1 hour. That's exactly how I get things done. And I have no distractions, but it's only for that hour. And once the time is up, you know, hey, go out, do something different, go get some fresh air, move around. That system that I just told you is the same way that you can get multiple projects done at once, by breaking them down, knowing what your objectives are for the week, and knowing what you need to do today to reach those weekly objectives. Then you never lose a project.
Okay, so you actually can work on, if you're basing things on 6 working hours in a day, you could actually be working, like you're doing, on 6 different projects at the same time and actually complete them at the end of your 2-month period, whatever you've set aside.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly it. I'm looking at my thing right now. I've got things that we did for the ADD Insider, things we did for book. I did an entire book edit this week, did a new marketing plan, did a whole new phone system. Oh, what else? Oh, we did a speaker marketing plan this week, too, but I delegated that out. So lots of different things going on all at once, but all in very, very short bursts. If I were to set aside an entire day and say, wow, for this whole day I get to do one thing, I lose energy.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that makes sense, actually. I got another one. Let's give this one to you, Tellman.
Okay, go for it.
How do I go about completing all the little nitty-gritty boring tasks that I have to do for the business, like, you know, going through the email and reading all that, and like you mentioned before, managing and filing and all the non-exciting things? How do I go about accomplishing all that without losing focus? You know, because what I really want to do is exactly what Stephanie said, and, you know, I want to work on my projects and do my projects, but I know I have to focus on my boring stuff too. How do I go about kind of segmenting both?
Okay, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's a good one.
This technique is one that I developed that will, I'm going to give you the high-speed version. We go into this a lot more inside the members area, inside the ADD members area. But basically, here's the deal. It's kind of like if you're getting bored or losing focus or distracted, that's an okay thing, okay? People with ADD tendencies have a brain that works that way. So instead of beating yourself up over it, I say distract yourself before you get distracted.
Okay.
Distract yourself before you lose concentration.
Uh-huh.
But how can you do that and still accomplish anything? I mean, some people say, look, I only have a 10-minute attention span, 15-minute attention span, absolute best.
Yeah.
Well, here's how you do it, okay? Very simple. Stephanie mentioned a timer earlier. It involves a timer. Okay. Stephanie mentioned going at high speeds, you know, for a short amount of time. It involves that, too. Here's how it works. Number one is if you can't stay focused for an hour, if you can only stay focused for 10 minutes, then this will work perfectly for you. Okay? Eventually, you'll be able to build up to an hour. But before you do, here's what we do. Number one, go get yourself a digital timer. You can buy one for $5.
Okay.
You can get it at a grocery store. You can order one online. You can get one at the hardware store. You can get one almost anywhere, okay? Digital timer. If you have to, in order to get started with this, use a stopwatch.
Uh-huh.
All right, whatever. I personally can't use one of the physical egg timers, the ones that you wind up and go tick, 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 because the ticking drives me insane. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
You know, if that works for you, cool. Okay, so I prefer to go digital. What I'd recommend is, number one, get down to your local stationery store. Now, for some people, that will be like an office supply store. For some people, that will be Walmart. For other people, it will be, I don't know what it will be, but you need to get a ream, just a package, of that fluorescent paper that you usually see in, like, grade school classrooms with five different colors of paper all in the one package.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? Yellow, green, orange, pink, whatever.
You got it.
So why do you want to buy all this fluorescent paper? It's very simple. By the way, you can also do this with some of those fluorescent Post-it notes that they have now. I would recommend that you get four separate packets, so, and I'll explain why. So now, I'd like you to set aside a 1 to 2 hour block of time that's going to be your get stuff done really, really fast time.
Uh-huh.
Okay? 1 to 2 hour block, and I'd like you to make a list of six things. Three of those things are your nitty-gritty tasks that you need to get done.
Uh-huh.
Three of those things are the things that you love to do. They're enjoyable. They're refreshing. You would rather be doing them. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Example, watch a TV show, read a comic book, do jumping jacks, eat a snack, take a walk around the block. Read a chapter in your favorite book. Play a video game. You know, open up solitaire on your computer. Whatever,
yep.
Right? Just things to pass the time. Things that you just enjoy doing when you're allowing yourself to space out and not really care about the rest of the world.
Okay.
So, three of the nitty-gritty tasks that bore you. Three of the things that you love to do. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to make a list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, on one of those fluorescent sheets of paper.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I'd like you to stagger. Every other one is a task, and then the next one is something you'd like to do. So the first one should be one of those nitty-gritty tasks.
Yep.
The second one should be something that you love to do. The third one should be a task. The fourth one should be something you love to do, and so on.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And literally, you can put eating ice cream down as one of the things you like to do. That's okay. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And so then what you need to do is go ahead and set your clock. I recommend that people start with 10 minutes. If you find that 10 minutes is easy for you, you might want to move it up to 15. If you find that it's too long, you might want to move it down to 5. And as you play around with this over the next week or so, you'll immediately start seeing results. So here's what you do, okay? You set your clock for 10 minutes. You set aside your 1 to 2 hour block of time, and you see number one on that list, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like you to do number one on that list as fast as you possibly can for the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
As fast as you can.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to beat the clock, okay? You're trying to get the whole thing done in 10 minutes.
Okay.
And that's where Stephanie said, write down tasks, don't write down projects.
Right, okay, yeah.
Extremely important. What happens if it's something that takes longer than 10 minutes to do?
Yeah.
You know, like returning phone calls, for example.
Yep.
Well, then it takes longer than 10 minutes, so here's what you do. You do as much of it as you can for 10 minutes, then your clock goes beep, 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 and then you stop, then your tracks.
Okay.
And you do one of the fun things for the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
Now, if you're like me, then you do your fun things really fast. Now, I love to do my fun things fast, too, but some people like to take their time on them.
Okay.
That's okay. If you prefer to kind of kick back and take your time, that's fine. Then number three is a task, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the race is on. Do number three. But you notice number three is not the same as number one. They're two different things.
Right.
Right? So you're still not bored. You're going high speed, as fast as you can, trying to beat the clock, accomplishing that next thing.
Okay.
Well, what's number four? Well, number four is eat ice cream.
Yep.
Or whatever, right? Just chill out. Hang out. Have some fun.
Yeah.
And wait until your clock goes off again.
Uh-huh.
Now, the fluorescent note, you want to put it up on your wall or up on your door in a very, very obvious place.
Uh-huh.
It's fluorescent for two reasons. One is you'll probably see it as you're walking by.
Yeah.
And two is because if you somehow manage to put it in one of your piles of paper
yes.
around your office or in your house, you can locate it fairly easily.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
The reason I had you get four different colors is each day you switch colors.
Okay.
Why? So you don't have a pile of fluorescent yellow paper and you can't figure out which one is today's tasks.
Right, okay. Yep.
Okay? And each day you throw away the previous one after you carry over any other tasks that weren't done from the earlier day. Now, what happens if you finish a task? Well, you can do one of two things. I recommend you just cross it off and you have two fun things in a row.
Okay? Yeah.
If you're really productive and it works for you, maybe you'll replace that with a different task that needs to be done.
Okay.
Either way is fine. I recommend when people are starting that they put as much fun into the whole process as they can. And here's what will happen. You'll start cranking through those things that you've been procrastinating for the past 3.5 months on. They'll be done in no time. They'll be done. Bam.
What happens then, for example, I have something answering email.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's going to actually take me, in a day it'll take me an hour to answer all my email.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that down on a little fluorescent sticky note. I've only got 10 minutes to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through 10 minutes of answering emails, and then I'm done. And then
mm-hmm.
I go to the next thing. What mm-hmm. happens now at the end of the day, I've got 50 minutes worth of emails still sitting there.
Well, there are a couple things. Number one is as you use this more, you'll block out bigger chunks of time to use the system.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So you start with an hour just to get your brain used to it. Then
okay.
you pump it up to 1.5 hours or 2 hours, and maybe even 3 hours.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
The next thing is, I bet you're going to get more efficient at answering your emails.
Yeah.
I've read some of your email replies, Terry, and they're not that concise sometimes. Right?
Yeah.
Well, am I right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my point.
Absolutely.
That's my point. Be more concise. Give one-word answers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
you...
Wasn't one of the tips we just put out, Talman, was to get your email done really, really fast, just get up in the morning before you go to the bathroom and do your email. Trust me, it'll work.
There you go, you know. But the point is that you'll start prioritizing the emails that you decide to answer. You won't answer all of them,
uh-huh.
but you'll answer the important ones, and you'll answer the important ones much faster. And that's the whole point. It's to make all of those tedious things get done fast.
You know, I just want to break in here for a second because we have some new members in the ADD Insider, and if you're still on the phone, I want to just welcome people in. I want to welcome Susan and Mary and Scott, and I think we got a couple others in here that are coming in. I'll look in a second, but welcome, welcome, welcome to the ADD Insider. We are so delighted to have you working with us, and we can't wait to help you with and work with you and find out what your questions are. You're going to be getting a call very, very soon to welcome you into the program, and we'll take it from there. So I just wanted to break in and say hi to those people, Talman.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. And with that said, I'd like to tell people a little bit more about what is actually in the ADD Insider and what you actually get. Now, it tells you a lot of the things that you'll get when you join right on the sales page, which is at www.addgold.com/Norway, N-O-R-W-A-Y, addgold.com/Norway. That's all lowercase, everybody. So, you know, we have some awesome things. And, again, this is the $1 trial. You can get in for 7 days for a buck, for a dollar. Check it out. Download everything and either stay or don't. It's completely up to you. With that said, here is the next step. Basically, we have a live mastermind group that you can upload your profile to, and you can start networking. Whether if you're in the internet marketing arenas, then the term joint venture might mean something to you. It's great to joint venture with ADD people because they can move as fast as you and think as fast as you. They're not going to drag their feet. They're not, you know, the slow-moving style. That's one of the reasons that Stephanie and I work so well together. You are going to have the opportunity to get involved with our forums. Stephanie, tell people about your systems. I mean, this is one of the most powerful things in the world, and then we should also talk about why we built the system, why we built the ADD Insider the way that we built it, and what this has to do with everybody that's signing up today.
Excellent. You know, the thing about it is when we need to do something that requires organization, prioritization, when we lost our car keys, we can't figure out how to find the book that we were trying to find on the bookshelf, and we can't read it, and we can't figure it out, we leave all the cupboard doors open, we need really, really easy, simple ways to either visually or auditory or to see things that are, to basically have really, really fast and simple systems. Now, there's two ways that you can do that. You can go and figure it all out on your own, or you can tag on or tally on to someone else's system who has figured it out and used that system over and over and over to create very, very predictable results. My background is actually in something called protocol analysis, which to most people is better known as hacking. I am a computer hacker, and basically what computer hackers do is we look at patterns. We look at how to make patterns simpler. We look at how to make it go from point A to point B or C or D simpler. And so I have taken that kind of skill and ability, basically the hacking skill, and put it to potential systems that you can use in your personal life or in your professional life. For example, they're great systems for how do you know when you've read magazines in your house, and what do you do with them when you're done, and so that you don't keep picking up the same thing and reading it over and over and over again. How do you find your car keys? How do you know exactly where your car keys, your wallet, your cell phone, what else, Talman, do you carry in your pocket? Change, you know, your money, everything. How do you find that stuff? How many times have you been late for an appointment because you're running around and you can't find where you put the darn thing, right?
Right.
Well, that's very, very stressful. So we have systems, step by step. You can just go into the Insider, grab a system whenever you need it, and you can just use what we know step by step to make things easier, less stressful, less anxiety-filled for you in your life, because you got a lot of things to do, and finding your car keys is not one of them. So we have a lot of systems like that. You know, up on the forums, on the message boards. Wow. We have people, as Talman said, you know, they're just like you, working through situations, whether it's relationship, financial situations, whether it's business, how to delegate, how to start automatic investing, how to talk to your non-ADD spouse or partner, how to really work through these things. And we have experts in there that come in and give advice. Talman and I come in, and we tell you about our wisdom. And the live masterminds, Talman, I think those are probably my favorite because we get on live with you.
They're awesome. I mean,
yeah.
It's so much fun. Basically, we all get on a call together, and we have it set up so we have an operator that moderates the whole thing. And basically, it's first come, first serve. So the earlier you get on the call, you get to, if you have a question, you get to press a certain button when we say go, and then the operator says, okay, we have such and so on the phone, and I'm patching them through right now. And you get to ask your question live, and we'll just answer it, whatever it is. We'll just answer it. It can be very simple. It can be very complicated. Whatever it is, whatever your questions are, you can get real answers from real people who are already dealing with these issues and have solved a lot of these problems. It's just tremendously powerful.
Yeah, because we know that it's one thing to just sit and listen, and it's another thing to implement. And so we want to help you implement. And that's really what Talman and I are all about, is helping people find success with ADD. And that's really what it's all about. So,
now,
again,
I'd like to tell everybody, you know, why we built this program the way we did.
Go ahead.
So just over a month ago, we launched. And here's what happened. We got a whole bunch of people on the call, and we said, listen, guys, we know you want a membership site. We know you want a ADD insiders-only group that you can trust, that you can count on, that will always be there for you 24 hours a day. What do you want to have in the program? What do you want to be here? What do you want? Do you want us to send you CDs every month? Do you want downloadables? Do you want videos? Do you want audios? Do you want, you know, systems? Do you want PDFs? Do you want mental training exercises? Do you want a chat room? Do you want a mastermind? Do you want to be able to do joint ventures with people? What do you want? We will build it for you.
That's exactly what we did.
That's what we did, and it's what we continue to do, is get constant feedback from all of our users and continually improve on the program. So it's very interactive in that you are calling the shots. We have surveys that we do. We have votes that people take in order to improve the program. We're here to serve you, to give you whatever you're looking for, all in the ADD Insider. www.addgold.com/Norway is the place to go for that. So Terry, I think we have time for maybe one more question.
Okay, I'd like to make it a living online question.
Okay.
Basically,
is this one for me or for Stephanie?
This one's for you, Talman.
Okay, cool.
I do all the marketing ones for you.
Okay.
There is a million and one things to surf around for online. And I know how to focus now when I'm going to write an ebook, and I'm going to focus on doing the boring things that I have to get done. When I want to go out and surf and find something new, there's a bazillion things out there online. There's too many possibilities. How do I sift through everything out there and find the one better one that I can focus on?
Well, yeah. That's a big...
Okay, we only have 4 minutes, Talman.
right. Give me some context.
We'll go through, I find Product X. I think Product X is really good. So I buy Product X and I start working on it, but then I see Product Y.
Okay.
And then Product Y looks better than Product X. So
it
I buy
be.
Product Y and start working on that, but then I find Product Z.
Yes, got it. Okay, so what you're saying is it's kind of like information overload, except you're buying tons of stuff.
Bingo.
I would say join the ADD Insider.
No, seriously.
The answer to your question is that especially if you're talking about information products, there's always going to be a better product. Why? Because they're awesome. They're great. They're constantly evolving, and they're easy to improve on, right?
Yeah.
We're in the age of technology. We're in the age of speed, and it's always going to get better. So the answer to your question is focus. It's the same as before. Focus on doing, not on learning. Focus on using what you have, not getting, not you know, whether or not the grass is greener on the other side.
Okay.
Figure out how to use what you have to accomplish amazing things. That will teach you more.
Mm-hmm.
It will teach you more accomplishing something simple than it ever will starting something complex and never getting anywhere.
Okay.
You will learn so much more as far as practical life experience from accomplishing a stupid, simple task than you ever will from trying to build a multi-million dollar empire.
Okay.
So what?
Amen to that.
I was just going to say, that's probably some of the best advice I've ever heard.
It's true. Here's what I found is when you see, this happens with my ideas all the time. It's the same principle. I'll come up with 45,000 ideas a day, right?
Yep.
And they all sound great. And that's while I'm trying to accomplish something I already, quote, decided that I was going to do,
yep.
Right? Well, until I made this one subtle shift, I was dead in the water as far as actually getting results. The one subtle shift is this. I said, okay, well, what can I do to make all of this work? You know, what's the one thing that will just change everything for me, right?
Uh-huh.
There isn't one. It's not one thing. It's constantly going to change. The only thing that's going to change everything for you is you, right?
Yeah.
So what I said was, okay, I'm going to get more ideas for the rest of my life. You know, unless I have major, you know, a major brain injury, my brain is probably going to continue to get better and better and better and better and better and have more and more and more and more and more ideas every day that I age.
Yeah.
So idea shortage, that's not the issue. Right?
Yeah.
So I said, well, if I'm going to get all these great ideas all the time, how am I going to know what to focus on? Right? Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's very simple. It's very simple. When you accomplish something, when you see something through to the end, even if it's grueling to do so,
yeah.
The experience that you will get from that will exponentially increase the value of your ideas. Okay? Let me repeat. Yeah. When you see something through to the end, something simple,
uh-huh.
like getting your first ebook done and out there for sale,
yep.
that will teach you so much more than whatever you think your next big idea is. Because you finished it, it will give you perspective that you would have never had otherwise, and the quality of your ideas just is scales through the roof. So your first idea might be a $10,000 idea, and you think that's big business.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I started out and I made $1,000, actually when I made my first $100 online, I was stoked.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if I make less than $20,000 when I'm trying to do a promotion, I'm bummed. Okay? Why is that? It's because I understand some of the basic principles now, so my ideas can grow with me. Your ideas will grow with your experience. Your ideas will not grow with your ideas. Does that make any sense?
That makes perfect sense.
So
beautiful.
Same is true when you're looking for products online. Whether they're products for consumption and just fun or products for learning, you will get more out of using that thing to its fullest than you will ever get from buying the 20 other better versions of it that are out there.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Makes perfect sense. Very good sense. Well, I could probably go on asking you two questions for the rest of the night, but I think we have to wrap it up. We're at the top of the hour now.
Very good.
So I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank both you, Stephanie Frank, and Telman Knutson for taking the time to talk with us tonight. It's been absolutely fantastic. You've answered some very tricky questions with some excellent, excellent information. And just to repeat, for anybody that's interested, if there's still any spaces left, to get the $1 trial You have to go to www.addgold.com. That's addgold.com /Norway.
Norway. And when we hit 44, we hit 44. That's the end of it. And we will take that link down until until spots open up again. So definitely go check it out. $1 trial. What do you have to lose? You can start networking with the people on the inside. It's awesome, and we will talk with you on our next mastermind session if you join tonight.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, and Stephanie, thank you as always. It's been wonderful. Terry?
Alan, it's great. Thank you, Terry, for having us on today. This was really, really fantastic, and I hope that we gave a lot of information. I know that I hope everybody was able to write down.
Super
cool.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.